And God good to you? Amen. I love the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Feel good in my soul. Thank God for His blessings and help. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 15 and verse number 8. This is a wonderful chapter. And he talks about the lost sheep and then the lost coin. And then the prodigal son. Let's look here at this lost coin. Verse number 8, the Bible says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. And Lord, we know we felt your presence already in this place, and I thank you for it. Pray, God, as we come to your word, that you would speak to our hearts in a special way. That you would help us to receive from you today, Lord. Open our hearts, Lord, and we pray for a special anointing, a new anointing, by your grace and by your mercy, God. Have your way today in Jesus' name. The church said amen. 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 You may be seated. Thank you all for standing and honoring the word of the Lord. What woman has 10 pieces of silver and she just loses one? She lights a candle, sweep the house, seek diligently till she finds it. She still has 9 pieces. And I think it's important truth right here is taught to us that we need to take extra care and extra caution at everything that God gives us. And everything that God gives us is so important. Amen. If only one is missing, still she puts forth great effort, amen, to find it. That is the love of God. To us, the parable just before this is where the Bible says 100 sheep and lose just one. He'll leave the 99 and go and get that one. God cares for every individual. The last story in this chapter is the prodigal son. A man has 2 sons and he loses one. And, you know, in both cases, or in all 3 cases, there is the loss, but they still have something. Amen. And you know, the devil will try to get us to focus, well, you don't need to worry so much about it. Look what you still have. Amen. I know you've lost, but look what you still have. Listen, amen, God wants to give us above and beyond. Amen. He does not want us just to be satisfied, amen, with just the small amount. But he wants, like David said in Psalms 23, my cup runneth over. Now I want to talk to us about what this woman did this morning. The Bible says the first thing that she did was lit a candle. Must have been dark in the house. I got to thinking about this. Amen. She lit the candle and, you know, light is an amazing thing. The Bible talks about light and darkness. There's 2 kingdoms in this world. That is a kingdom of light and a kingdom of darkness. Amen. God's kingdom is a kingdom of light. The devil and the enemy's kingdom is a kingdom of darkness. God has lights all in the darkness. Amen. And they're scattered out, and it seems like sometimes, amen, that the darkness will overtake us. But if our light will shine, the darkness will not overtake us. No matter how great the darkness is, the light is still greater than the darkness. The smallest light is greater than the greatest darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know that God wants to send light into our life. How do you get rid of darkness? Now, the Bible said she swept the house, and we'll get to that in a minute. I want to just preach about what she done, amen, in this parable. But how do you get rid of darkness? Do you get a broom? Do you sweep it up? Do you get a vacuum cleaner? Is that the way you get rid of darkness? Man, we've got to get rid of this darkness and find this coin. Do you get a vacuum and suck it out? You can't. Amen. Matter of fact, this is the simplest part. amen, of our walk with God and in getting rid of darkness, all you do is light a candle. Hallelujah. To get rid of darkness, you must invite the light. Amen. You must bring the light. The Bible says in Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible said that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. That's the way our life is and our lives is. That's the way a soul is without salvation. There's darkness upon the face of the deep. But the Bible says God said, let there be light. Amen. To get rid of darkness, we must simply turn the light on. Listen, I know that there's a lot of things in walking with God and in living for God. But the first and foremost is to get the light in your heart. And to get the light in your life. Jesus said in John chapter number 8. Hallelujah. John chapter number 12. Excuse me. In John, well, it is chapter 8. Lord, help me this morning. You know, sometimes it's hard to preach after the Lord's move, but I believe we've still got a little bit in us. Amen. In John chapter 8 verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. Hallelujah. We're going to get to sweeping the house in a minute, but you know, first thing you got to do is you got to let the light on. You see, the sun can shine just as bright as ever outside, but if we, and I know we got glass doors back there, we got glass here, but if we closed off all the windows, no matter how bright the sun shines outside, it's still dark in this room. And God is still saving souls just like He always was. God's still delivering from drugs and alcohol. God still saves. God's still giving people jobs. God's still blessing hearts and homes and marriages. But you can pull the window shut. You can shut the shutters. You can pull the blinds down. You say, man, it is sure dark where I'm at. But it's high noon outside and the sun's a shining. God's a moving just like He always has. The first thing she did was she lit a candle. The Bible tells us in John chapter 12 and verse 35, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. You walk in darkness, you say, oh yes, I know exactly what I'm doing. I've got my plans laid out. I know exactly what I'm doing. Listen, the Bible says if you walk in darkness, you don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going to end up, and you don't know how it's going to turn out. Amen. He that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. Amen. You're just a feeling your way. You know, it's something how the devil will blind people's minds. The Bible said if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel, amen, should shine unto them. We was talking about this with the sister yesterday in our house, talking about how people have scales on their eyes. You can explain it to them. It's as plain as black and white. Amen. But if their minds are blinded, it said that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine to them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. Thank God that He lit a candle. The Bible said that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The Lord will light a candle. I've said this before. If it was totally dark in this room and I lit a candle up here, everybody would see it. You know, you would see the flicker of it. You would see it. Amen. And God wants to start a light in our heart. Hallelujah. And this is the first thing that the woman did when she lost something. Praise God. I know she still had nine, but if she wouldn't have lit the candle, she would have kept on losing, I believe. And in John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life.
And the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. God brings light. Hallelujah. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? You walked in darkness and God turned the light on. Thank you, Jesus. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Praise God. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3, amen, that men love darkness. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You know, the Bible said that God loved the world, that he gave his son. And the Bible said that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. The same motivation that caused God to send Jesus to salvation is the same motivation that caused them to crucify him. Loved. It just depends on who you love. It depends on what you love. Amen. You got to quit loving sin. You got to quit loving things of the world. The Bible said, love not the things of the world. Amen. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away. Hallelujah. And the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. Light a candle. Put the light in there. Glory to God. How do you get rid of darkness? You light a candle. How do we get the darkness to leave? Do we call darkness removal company? And they bring their machines in. And they suck all the darkness out. That's not how you get rid of darkness. You get rid of darkness by lighting a candle. You get rid of darkness by starting to live for God. Making good choices and wise choices that'll help your family and help your life instead of hurting your family and hurting your life. The light from God. Amen. We need the light. The first thing she did was lit a candle. The next thing she did was she swept the house. Amen. Get the broom and sweep the house. Praise God. I remember I was in a foreign country and there was hundreds of people would come to church. And those ladies would come in there and sweep that with a broom after every service. And we had a couple services a day. They'd come in there and sweep that whole sanctuary, big sanctuary. And I don't know why. I tried to tell them. I tried to teach them. They didn't. They wouldn't. They couldn't even use them. But their brooms didn't have no handles on. They bent over and they swept us like this. I said, wait a minute. I said, I don't know a whole lot, but I do know that you can save your back. And so I got them, you know, a stick. We tied it on there. They didn't even know how to use it. They couldn't. They couldn't hardly sweep. It's so funny, you know, watch them. Finally, the pastor said, just leave them alone. Let them sweep like they used to sweep. They could already had this thing done. But, you know, I've seen people sweep the house. You know what you sweep the house for? You get rid of the dirt. You get rid of the extra. You get rid of the things you don't need. And I believe we'd be surprised in all the things that we really don't need. The devil thinks it got us convinced and we think we need them. Amen. The dirt of this world, the things of this world. Amen. She is looking for something that she's lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Is anybody here today looking for something? Oh no, I found it all, friend. Amen. Nothing will satisfy except God. Nothing will satisfy the longing in the heart of man except God. The Bible said she sweeped the house and sweeped the house. Amen. I believe that it's time for us to realize that it's important for us to sweep up the dirt of sin. Amen. And the flesh and the things of the world. Sweep it up and get a dustpan and carry it out of the house. Thank you, Jesus. I think about the rich young ruler. We know the story where the rich young ruler came to the Lord, and the Bible says that Jesus looked at him and loved him. Jesus beholding him in Mark. It said, beholding him, I can see the Lord stopping and looking at him, taking a good long look, because the Bible says that he, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, one thing. Think about this. He said he had great possessions. Not only did he have great possessions, the Bible says, amen, that he had kept all the commandments from his youth up. I mean, you talking about getting it together. He's got a record now. Amen. And it ain't the kind of record, you know, that we think about when we say somebody's got a record. Amen. This man had a clean record. He had done right and he had pleased God and he had kept the commandments. But he lacked one thing. One thing. Amen. How important is one thing? It's so important to God. Sweep the house. I've only lost one coin. Sweep the house. Amen. There's still 99 sheep in the fold, but I'm going after that one that is lost. Amen. I have a son working in the field, but there's one in the far country. One thing is so important to God. Amen. That's why it's important for us. Amen. To realize we've got to sweep the house. Listen, God may want some folks right here today to sweep the house. He may want you to sweep your house. He may want you to get rid of some things. Thank the Lord, we can't never get to the place where God can't deal with us, where God can't speak to our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. One thing you lack, only one thing. How important is one thing to God? Amen. It's really important. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalm said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and inquire in his holy hill. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, one thing happens to one and it happens to all. We're all going to die. Amen. One thing happens to everybody. We're all going to die. Amen. He told this rich young ruler, you lack one thing. I know your bank is full. Amen. But it's not quite full enough. You lack one thing. I know you've been a good boy and kept the commandments from your youth up, but you lack one thing. He told Martha, he said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken from her. Amen. One thing. They asked that man that was blind, they said, do you think he's a prophet or not? He said, I don't know if he's a prophet or not, but this one thing I know, I once was blind and now I see. Hallelujah. Amen. One thing. Glory to God. You might know just one thing. You might be just lacking one coin. The Apostle Paul said, I've not apprehended. Amen. I've not yet attained yet, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. One thing. Peter said, church, be mindful of this one thing. Amen. That one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. One thing you lack, he said. Amen. Light a candle, glory to God, and sweep the house. Hallelujah. It might just be one coin that you're missing. I've seen times in my life where I had everything, but I had one thing. You know, you can take a chain and have one weak link, and your chain is worthless. Praise God. You can put a puzzle together and miss one piece, and you have an incomplete picture. And so it is in our life. God wants to take care of what is missing in our life. Sweep the house. Matter of fact, the Bible says if we keep the whole law and offend in one point, we're guilty of all. Oh, God, help us. Amen. To realize we need to sweep the house. We need to clean the house. Glory to God. We need to get rid of what is hindering us. There's things that will hinder us from finding what God has for us. And I'm hurrying this morning. The Bible said that she would light a candle, sweep the house, and seek diligently until she find it. Praise God. Amen. You know, there's things that we search after. There's things that we want. There's things that we desire to have. And man, we'll try hard to get it. We'll work hard to get it. And I think that God gives us that motivation. Amen. But there is nothing greater than this blessing from God. There's nothing greater than old time salvation. Amen. And many times we look at it and we just went, well, you know, if it comes my way, that's fine. If I get it, that's fine. Oh no, friend, she sought diligently. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews 11, amen, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. She's seeking Him diligently. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6, amen, that it is time to seek the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's Hosea chapter 10 verse 12. It's time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness on us. Isaiah 55 said, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He's near. Amen. It's time for us to find the one coin that we've lost. Amen. Just one coin, Brother Sam. That's all it is. Just one. I still have nine. Everything else is going just fine. I've just got one missing. Amen. Oh, but the darkness that's in the house will cause us to lose the others. The dirt that's in the house will cause us to lose the others. Amen. And we must seek the Lord until we find what He has for us. Would you stand together with me this morning? I'm going to let you go this morning. Amen. I thank the Lord for the service. Sister Bethany is going to play. Amen. We're going to sing. I want every head to be bowed, and every eye closed, nobody looking around. Just for a moment, if the church would pray. Is there somebody here today? Say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I've lost what I had with God. I've lost some things. I may have nine, but I've lost some. I need the Lord to help me. I'd like to find it. I'd like for the Lord to touch me. I'd like to find it. Is there anybody here today? You'll slip your hand up, slip it down, say, preacher, pray for me. I need help from God. Yes, I see your hand back there. Yes, sir. See that hand? Yes, I see your hand. Anybody else? Yes, I see your hand. God's going to help you. Yes, God's going to help you. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else this time? Say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I like to get back. I like to get back where I need to be with God. I like for the Lord to help me. I need God to touch my life. Would you lift your hand up and say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I need prayer. I need God to help me. I need God to touch me. Is anyone here? You raised your hand this morning. I'd like to pray with you. There's several. Raise your hand today. I'm not saying that you're lost. I'm not saying that you're going to hell. I'm saying I need to get it back. I want you to step out. I want to pray with you today. You raised your hand. Come on down here. I'd like to pray with you. That's it. Come on. I'm going to pray with you today. Amen. We're going to gather around. We're going to pray for these. And God will help us. Let's pray for them today, church.